Thank you for holding. Is this Rob?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rob. My name's John. I'm the director.
He's at the front door. Hey, John. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, so good problems to have over here. How's your day going so far?
Yep. Good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. There's a discount that she asked me to apply, make it a little more affordable. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Nope.
Okay. So I just want to let you know, the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available within your area. You'll notice if you look up paving, there's only three guys that'll show next to the map for this area. And then same thing for excavating. We only have one spot available within our company. So once we fill the listing, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else in the area. It's been about 9 months since the last opening we had for your service area. So I'm sure you can see the value of being listed on Google, though, right?
Copy that, yeah.
Okay, all right. Let me just... Okay, 2014. Part of Chester County, okay. I think you're good on the service area. It covers up to 50 miles, so you should be fine on that. You don't have a website yet?
Not yet. I told the other lady, I'm an old-fashioned company.
Okay.
I like word of mouth. I see that suits best for the best clientele.
Yeah, I would agree. That says a lot about your business if you can thrive on the old school word of mouth. But Google's basically word of mouth. It's just an online word of mouth chain. People, hey Google, who's the best excavator near me
or
paving near me? And then you're there. So we're just gonna refer you as a word of mouth chain and. Obviously, for those references, Google charges a fee, right? So,
and then I can always once you guys set up my account, I can always sort of add a website.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Okay, so the program without the website at all, it's $2.99 per month, so it's about $10 a day. But what I was thinking, if you want to come on board with us today, I can develop a custom website design for you, and we'll purchase like the domain topnotchpavingandexcavating.com on your behalf. And I would do that at no additional cost. So I'll do that as an added incentive. The benefit to being a Google partner is we're able to get those domain names for a fraction of what they would cost you to buy them independently.
Okay, and then a question is, since it is month to month, say 6 months, we're getting into my slow season, October, I want to retract, whatever. Would I still own that website, or does that go away when we part?
Well, again... So this is a severely discounted campaign that we're offering you. There's a bunch of credits that I applied to it. So if you wanted to keep the site, though, it would be $99 they would charge you to keep the site, and then we part ways. So we'll stop doing the optimization and if that's your plan. We do also have seasonal businesses where sometimes we just put their listings on hold. You can hold the listing for, like, up to 2 months. Sometimes that happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for seasonal businesses, but obviously we want a firm understanding.
December and February, I could just put them on hold.
December, January, and then February we would have to have a conversation, see what the plan is going into the new year. But we're more inclined to keep somebody that we've already been working with and we're familiar with than to go out and sign somebody up all over again.
So then how does it work? How does it work? Say if I was to say yes, what do you need from me? What type of information are you needing from me to,
I'm looking at the form now. So the form says first name, last name, email address, primary contact phone number for customers, cell phone for us, business time zone, hours of operation, payments accepted, Full business name, full business address, city, state, zip code, and then link to the website. If you don't have the website, we'll build one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then last but not least is, where will I be coming up front page? So I'm curious. So say if I'm in, just, mm-hmm. I don't know if you have a Google map in front of you, but say if I'm in,
I got four monitors in front of me, Rob.
Okay. Say if I'm in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, okay. And I type in paving, am I going to pop up there or no?
Yeah, so Google's going to send a PIN to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. Every business has it. That's how they get every business on the first page anyway. They have a little shield on their listing that lets the customers know they've been verified, right? By a Google partner or by Google directly. Now that PIN that comes in the mail is going to mark your center location. You get up to a 50-mile radius from that center location, but you can customize the service area. So if there's areas you don't want to go, we can actually like black them out. So that way when people are searching from those areas, they're not seeing you. So it's customized based off the services, and then it's geo-targeted. And then we obviously customize the website and everything, have that hyperlink to it with your reviews. So you'll be able to cookie cutter it.
Mm-hmm. It's 50 miles circular
from
my
address.
Home base.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Stay with me for 1 second.
Okay.
Haru and Bonzi, get the broom and the blower, get on the back and the shovel. So it's 50 miles circular from my home base.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so you're going to buy the domain name, but who actually builds my website?
We do. Yeah, so every client, when we build them a site, even if we don't build your site, you're going to do a client interview, but there's just extra questions that we'll ask during the client interview to help us develop your site. The site's fully customizable, okay. So we'll get it up and running. We'll get the logo and like photos from you if you have them. If not, we can help you develop the logo and use some generic photos until you get the customers coming in and have some photos for us to use.
You stay here and help him lay the blacktop. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but we get it all up and running for you. We do all the legwork. Yeah, it's fully customizable. We do all the legwork, though. So all you got to do is basically tell us how you want it to look, and then moving forward, any revisions you want to make, it's the same thing. It's just a phone call into our customer service department or myself, and then we make the revisions. So the hosting's included, basically. Anytime you want to change the website or update the website, it's part of the service.
And that's all for $299 monthly?
Yep, $299 monthly.
Okay.
It's about $10 a day. That's with the discounts too. I mean, don't think that that's what everybody's getting. I mean, the guys, like if you look at, Jose Landscaping, I don't know if you heard of them, or Laura Landscaping,
yeah.
Alberto. So they're paying $4.99, and same thing with like Superior Paving, they're paying $4.99. So I got you on a package that's about $200 less than your competitors.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm definitely interested. Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to create the Google business profile, but first I'm going to send you my number. Like I said, I'll be the account lead, but there's going to be an account management team that'll help me with the fulfillment. So let me get you the right contact info. And then do you have a company logo we can use?
To be honest with you, I do,
mm-hmm.
but okay.
You don't really like it.
Yeah, I do, but like you said, I don't really.
Okay.
You know what I do? I'll have it. How about this? I'll have it to you. I can have it to you. I can have it to you later today. How's that sound?
No worries. Yeah, like I said, as long as you can send it in, we're gonna have to do a client.
I'm gonna have my art team or whatever you want to call them who does my business cards, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to have them send me the PDF file. That way I can send it to you.
Okay. All right, that's perfect. Because we have to do a client interview either later today or tomorrow. So either way, that works.
Yeah.
As long as we could get it knocked out before the weekend starts, and then that way come Monday, Tuesday, the website's ready to go.
Okay.
What's a good time for a client interview? It usually takes about 30, 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it.
Okay, what is your first thing in the morning? Like first soon as you, like, first thing.
The earliest that I could do tomorrow would be at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard.
Really?
Yeah, because we're a Google partner. We're right next to Google, sir. So we're, like, we're in California. It's 7:24 a.m. here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I get up at 5 o'clock every day for the last, like, 10 years.
Holy shit. I'm thinking you're right down the street from me.
No, we're a Google partner. We're calling you from Orange County, California, so I could see the beach, but it's like 60 degrees and it's 7:24. It's all foggy.
Holy cow. Crazy. All right, what's the latest? What's the absolute latest you can call me?
It can go pretty late, yeah. We got 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
Could you call me at 6?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to do 6 to 7? What's your email? I'm going to send you an invitation via calendar, and then I'll also text you 1 hour before to remind you.
Top notch paving 717 at Gmail.
Top notch paving 717 at gmail.com. All right, perfect. Okay, now that we got those two stones out of the way. All right, I just scheduled that. Let me save this email here real quick for me. All right, and then I'm going to create the profile. Now, my brother's name is Robert. I call him Rob, too, so I'm assuming you're Robert?
Yep.
Okay, and then what's your last name?
Wells, W-E-L-L-S.
Okay, and are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
Nope, sole owner.
Okay, and how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
7 to 7, Monday through Saturday.
Sunday closed or by appointment?
No, Sunday closed.
Okay, good man. And you accept cash, check, and card from customers?
Excuse me, sir?
Do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then what's the street address I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
235.
Okay.
P as in Peter, R-A-T-T-S, and then Dan, D-A-M,
okay,
Rose.
I found it. 19320, Coatesville?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, and then you have the option to hide this address. It came back as a residence.
Yes, I do want to hide the address.
Okay, so you'll still see city, state, and zip on your listing. Just the street address will be missing. Still have the little red dot on the map, but it'll be so vague they won't be able to get an actual address from it. Kind of like.
Yeah, I'm gonna be moving into a shop probably late fall, so I'll update that probably later in the fall.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. Stay in communication on that, because if you get the address like a week before you get there, then I can already like fast track the PIN. The PINs usually take like 5 to 7 days to get in the mail on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I'll fast track it and get that knocked out. That way it's a smooth transition. As long as you're going to be in the same area, right? It's just a business location,
yep.
You're saying? Okay, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Should be fine. Might not even have to update it at all, honestly, if it's, well, no. I mean, are you going to ever have people coming to you there?
No.
Nope. Yeah, you might not have to, but it's up to you if you want to have it displayed at that time.
Go.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All right, cool.
Okay, so I sent you my direct number and extension, and I also sent you an email address. Send in the logo. If you want us to, like, further develop your logo, we could do that, but just send us what you have. And then I could also ship it over to the graphic designer, and he could send you some emails of some examples of maybe like a updated version of it. You know, give it some love.
Okay,
boost
cool.
Boost it up a little bit. All right, but I have the profile set up, and I have the client interview scheduled. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Rob, how did you want to do that?
I can do that by card, but can I give that to you tonight, because I'm actually I haven't made it to the bank yet. I could give you a card, but can you run it tonight after we do the conversation?
The only way I can actually secure the listing and like take it off the board so that my reps like Kara don't call out on it anymore is to secure that payment. Also, they wouldn't do the client interview without having the payment because it's going to cost us money to get the, like, the domain name and send out your Google PIN. Okay. It actually costs money to do it. Yeah. So we're not really trying
to. I'll give you a card, but you can't run this card every month.
Well, it's a month-to-month agreement. Today's the first, so it would be set up to process on the first. I'm not going to save your billing information. We're going to put it into a merchant processing where it, like, codes it out so people can't get to it. And then you have a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app on your phone. You can cancel it, start and stop it from there, or you could call me and stop it if you don't want. But it's set up to automatically process, and there's no, like, cancellation fee.
I'm going to switch it to my other card. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to use this card next. I got money on it. But I'm going to switch
oh,
to
I got
gotcha. Card.
Yeah, so all you got to do is contact me before the first, or you can log into your tracking system and do it manually on your own in the billing tab.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
All right, 5187.
5187.
4789.
4789.
9055.
9055.
2335.
2335. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0126.
01 of 26. And then on the back, there's a three-digit code.
792.
792. Okay. Hang on the line for me for just a second. I'm going to get you the invoice receipt, the outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms, and then I'm also going to send over the Google verification form. That Google verification form is really important. Try to fill it out as much as you can. If you don't have some of the information, that's totally fine, but just try to get as much of it together as you can. So that way we can get you your shield. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business. It'll add a lot of credibility, make your customers feel a lot better about working with you when they see your Google verified. Okay. All right. Bear with me for a moment. Submit. Oh, wait. Okay. I got to make sure I remove the fees from your custom website here. And get your bill down. There you go. Yeah, those websites are really nice, too. It's going to take us probably 4 to 6 months to recover from what we're going to put into your site, but that's what we're invested in, really. We're kind of planning on turning this into something long-term with you. Usually if you spend a dollar and you make $10, you don't have a problem spending that dollar each month. So we know that. We got to make it work for you in order for it to work for us. So we'll walk you through it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. So the payment cleared. Okay, those text messages should come through as an automation. They usually take about 30 to 60 seconds. And then just so you know, obviously all calls have been recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company. First month's payments are always non-refundable due to the funds that it costs us to acquire, like, domain, do the PIN verification, right, et cetera.
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to be transparent with you, moving forward. And then I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but they just, full disclosure, you could discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. If you are going to discontinue, like I said, just try to contact me before the next billing is due so we could stop the billing cycle. And that's it. We part ways as friends. You'll still be Google verified even if you left us. You'll just rotate off the first page of the search results, so you'll still have all your reviews. And then, like I said earlier, the $99 buyout if you want to keep the domain that we purchased for you. So You'll still be findable for people who are looking up your business name if you leave us, and you'll still have all your reviews, still Google verified. We won't be doing the optimization any further.
All right. So we're good?
Yeah, I just want to confirm that you have the subscription terms, and then I can send you over the other form, and then we'll circle back for the client interview tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow or tonight at 6?
I had it as tomorrow. I sent you the invitation for tomorrow at 6.
That's
I can move it.
No, that's good. If you want to do tomorrow, that's fine. Tomorrow's good. Oh, tomorrow's my daughter's piano recital. So can you move it to tonight?
Yeah. I have tonight, but it would have to be a little earlier. I have tonight between 5 and 6.
That's good.
Okay. I'll resend the invitation to you now. And then I'm going to text you at 4. If something pops up, just let me know when I send that text over at 4 o'clock, okay? And you could continue to communicate via text moving forward. I actually prefer that. Okay. I don't know if you prefer that, but that's fine. You could always call in, too. I'm on the phone a lot sometimes.
Yep, I got you.
But if I'm not available, there's always a rep to help you, too. It's 24/7 customer service. So even when I'm at home, there's still reps here.
All right.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your day. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you feel like you're missing something, just give us a call, okay? We'll walk you through it.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, Rob. You have a great day.